Estevan City Council awarded a number of yearly public works tenders during its April 28 meeting. Sherwin-Williams received the traffic line contract for $39,951.85. In her report to council, Public Works Manager Haley DeConink said the city uses an alkyd or oil-based paint for traffic lines, parking lots and handicap stalls. She said the city has had success with the longevity of this product. Ford Distributors was awarded the dust control tender for 39 cents per liter or $128,700. DeConink wrote the magnesium product has been used for years by the city. It is stored in tanks at the RM of Estevan Yard by Ford Distributors and is readily available for applications. The city is pleased with the results and longevity of the liquid magnesium product, she said. Finally, Genco Asphalt was awarded the tender to haul 3/4 minus gravel for $86,695 or $24.77 per yard. DeConink said the city keeps the gravel in stock for many reasons and applications. In addition to gravel roads, it is used for backfill for water breaks, back lanes and other projects. This product is necessary in day-to-day operations for the city of Estevan, she said. She noted all three tenders were within the budgeted amount. Two community event permits were approved. One was for the Rotary Club of Estevan's annual Lobsterfest fundraiser June 6 at Affinity Place. The event is the club's top fundraiser of the year. Council also approved an amended community event permit for the Estevan Exhibition Association's Energy City X from June 13 to 15. The new permit is for both the three-day event and a cabaret June 14. During the report for the Estevan Public Library, it was noted the age has been raised to 11 for unaccompanied children. Coun. Dave Elliott, who is council's representative on the library board, said the library has encountered situations during a hockey tournament or another event in which people will use the library as somewhere to drop off their children unattended. The library also doesn't have a way to police who the children are leaving with. Reports from Special Constable Josie Palmer, the city's bylaw enforcement officer, for January, February, and March were approved. In the first 3 months of the year, bylaw enforcement has responded to 194 occurrences, led by 40 animal calls, 49 parking complaints, 21 parking violations, 41 property inspections and 35 taxi-related calls. Bylaw enforcement had 199 calls through March 31, 2024. Coun. Shelley Varoba said the city needs to start looking closer at unkempt properties. She doesn't believe people should be allowed to have their garbage sprawled out over the property. She cited the example of one property on King Street that she believes is an eyesore. Neighbors have to look at the mess, too. I think it's our job as a city council to develop strong bylaws to make sure that she can do her job, said Varoba. She suggested talking with bylaw about what needs to be done to ensure this doesn't become a bigger problem. City Manager Jeff Ward said the city hopes to have a revamped bylaw, and he expects it will address some of the issues that are lingering. He hopes an initial report can be filed in about a month. During the inquiries portion of the meeting, council members discussed the recent convention of the Saskatchewan Urban Municipalities Association, the workshops they attended and the opportunities they had to network. Elliott noted the city is doing much better than other communities in the province when it comes to water breaks, thanks to the replacement program that is in place. Coun. Brian Johnson, who is the deputy mayor, chaired the meeting, as Mayor Tony Cernick was at the Williston Basin Convention. Cernick called in for the meeting.